This is Mavericks All Access with Omaha Athletics, hosted by Anna Bellinghausen.
Welcome into Mavericks All Access, Anna Bellinghausen, along with head coach of Omaha Hockey, Mike Gabnett. Coach, the regular season is over. You come back from North Dakota, but you get another chance with them at home when it really matters in the NCHC playoffs. How do you assess this entire season and just where this team is mentally and physically?
Yeah, obviously a great season, regular season for the guys to be finishing third place in the NCHC and obviously competing right up to the last game there for second place even. So just a really good group for, 12 newcomers this year, and just the way they've grown all year long, just so much to be proud of. But again, hey, the season's not done, right? So we're excited. Our focus has definitely shifted for the playoffs there. And as you mentioned, coming off a really hard fought series against North Dakota, mm-hmm. 2-1-goal games, one of them being overtime, and obviously a very good team with North Dakota as well. So if you would have said that, we'd have home ice and face North Dakota in the first round, you probably wouldn't believe that with those guys being out of the top four. So,
right.
So yeah, really looking forward to, like you said, another crack at them there. And I know the guys are really excited to play this weekend.
There was a lot of shifting around in the NCHC rankings all year long. And we talked about in the last show, just the preseason ranking, UNO was picked 7th out of 8. Obviously, no one paid attention to that on this team. Mm-hmm. What do you think it was about the mentality of the guys game in and game out, especially playing, like you mentioned, those close ones and coming away with a lot of them down the stretch?
Yeah, again, I think it just shows the mindset of the group, right? Just that kind of growth mindset all season long, not worrying about anything besides our own selves. And I think in today's world, you have to spend all your focus on yourself. As soon as you get caught up in the noise out there, it becomes distracting and it loses those actions you need to take in order to be successful at what you're trying to accomplish there. And I think our group's just done that all season long. And we had a fun team bonding event last night there, and just hearing the guys speak and hearing how they're talking, and just the vulnerability of the group and just the connectivity of the group. It's an impressive group, and mm-hmm. it's a special group, and we're going to do something special.
That's what's really stood out to me this entire season, and just how close this group is and how not focused on individual success that they are. How unselfish is this group you're coaching right now?
Yeah, again, that's something we were talking about the other day. I think when you get to these high pressure situations like the playoff series, when you can divert your attention from yourself and dedicate your efforts to somebody else and something that's bigger than yourself, I think that frees you up to play.
Mm-hmm.
And I think we got guys that do just that. They dedicate their efforts to the team, to their families, to somebody else besides themselves, and then that just frees you up. I'm going to do everything I can to help the guy next to me, and I think that's why we have such a special team.
And another big test, of course, coming up with North Dakota. Now at your place at Baxter Arena, how big is that to just be back home, sleeping in your own bed and everything like that?
Yeah, again, they're our travel partner, right? So it's never an easy trip up there or back. And so just to be able to be at home and get some rest and try to get healthy here heading into the postseason there, I think the guys are loving it. And then just to be in our building, right? It's just mm-hmm. fun. We get our fans at home here and get to expose them to playoff hockey, which is really exciting for us to be able to give back to our community and let them watch playoff hockey here at home. It's going to be really exciting to play at home.
What have you seen from the top down, especially administration, to get so many fans in the building this season?
Yeah, I mean, it's a collective effort for everybody, and I think that's something that Adrian and the staff here's done a great job, just having everybody in place in their different areas, and then them taking the lead and the initiative in those areas. And so really, I think the operations are really running well, and you're just seeing that now with attendance and just how smooth everything's operating. And Mike West and Adrian and the whole administration staff has done a great job. And then not only the administration, but the people that support the administration mm-hmm. too, right? The day-to-day people in Baxter Arena, the Derek's, the Mike Smiths, this everybody that works as a team here, very much like our team, right? Everybody's trying to help each other out and work. So, the credit not only goes to the guys at the top, just like the coaches, but you also got to give the love to the staff that actually makes it happen. And everybody's on board and everybody's pulling in the right direction.
It's crazy when you see the changeover between the courts to the ice so quickly. It's wild how fast they get that done. And you can see the dedication, and it's paying off with the community as well. But speaking of it being just a long season overall, how do you keep those minds and the bodies right? Probably a testament to just the physical training throughout the entire year and just maintaining that endurance.
Yeah. You know what? This, for some reason, this season doesn't seem long, but it is. I mean, we've been going since August.
Right.
We've been going since August 20th, and that's the longest sport in college sports, and it's a wear and tear on the staff. But, you know, for some reason this season, I just feel like our season's not close to being done. I just feel like we're just getting started, and I think everybody's energy is like that, and that's a good sign. That means you love coming to work every day. You love being around the guys. You, the players love it, and you just feel that energy where sometimes, that, you know, as the season drags on, it gets monotonous a little bit and harder to keep that same energy level. And that's definitely not the case with this group.
For sure. And then when you look at where this team started versus right now, how good do you feel about the squad that you have and their ability to compete with these teams, again, North Dakota, and then whoever you would face moving on, and hopefully NCAA tournament as well?
Yeah, great. I think just everybody, if you look up and down the lineup, has gotten better. Mm-hmm. I think that's one of our main goals that we like to be known here as a school that develops players and it helps them reach a potential maybe they didn't know they could get to. And sometimes that's not easy and it takes time. And, you know, we talk about, you know, being patient on results, but not being patient on behavior, and really trying to emphasize that we're getting those guys to the right standards, to the right daily actions that are going to help them reach their potential. And our guys have done a great job at that. And so it's just constant growth, and they're just, you know, impressive group to watch get better.
For sure. You've coached in a lot of postseasons, including the NCAA tournament. What do you feel changes, if anything, for that preparation and that focus that you have to have for postseason play?
I think one of the things that I've learned just over the years, I think, is rest is very important, right? To make sure there's enough fuel in the tank there and not try to do too much right before that, and making sure you're feeling good physically going into it. And then just, you know, just that execution and that freeing up to play, I think that's a good thing. I think we know in our conference, you know, if you look at our quarterfinal opponents in the last whatever years, it's always been like a number one seed in NCAA tournament or a national championship,
right,
or a top team. And so you're playing that level of talent. It's nice when your guys are free to play and just believe in themselves, trust that they've done the work, they're prepared now, and just have that belief, that faith that you're going to get the job done.
I think there's a lot of that on this team.
Yeah.
We've seen throughout the entire season. I want to hit on some certain players as well. So we have some NCHC honors that came out, the all-rookie team, Jacob Gavin and then Joe LeMay. What's been impressive about them to land on that all-rookie list?
Yeah, I mean, huge accomplishment when you end up looking at the talent that comes out of NCHC to have two defensemen on there, and you know, just attributing to the recruiting. You know, Dave Noel-Bernay did a great job finding those guys from Quebec and bringing them in, and then just to see their growth, right? They had great junior careers, and then they hit a couple bumpy patches early on here, which is normal when it's taking that big step, and now they're really just finding their groove. And I think both of them, just for the last two series, are probably playing their best hockey of the year. So that's promising for us. They've done a great job. And to have, you know, a foundation laid of two high-end defensemen like that are in your program is in a service well, not only in the present, but in the future as well.
Do those people feel like some of those rare finds in college hockey to have rookies, freshmen that can play so well their first year when they're just kind of figuring out how everything works?
Sure. Yeah. I think usually that helps teams get over the hump whenever you have a good group of returners or solid guys. But then when you have those contributions from those freshman players, it makes a huge difference. So, you know, them, we got, you know, Simon doing good as a freshman, a couple forwards up front. And you know, you look it up and down our lineup, we're usually one of the younger teams in the game. And I think everybody's done a great job contributing and help us be successful.
Yeah, you just mentioned Simon, NCHC honorable mention team, along with Jack Randall, a guy who's just been tearing it up on the goal list this season. Mm-hmm. What can you say about those guys and just their work ethic they bring every day?
Yeah, well, Simon obviously is a younger guy, just, you know, got his feet wet there early and then really found his stride here in the second half and has been playing some great hockey there. And to me, Jack Randall's the guy that's been doing it all year long. And I was just chatting with him the other day, just making sure I thank him for just how much we enjoy him. He's such a low-maintenance individual, and I think sometimes coaches, you take for granted those guys that just are, you know, they never complain, they never take a practice off, and just made a point to make sure just to tell him how much we appreciate him and just how good a job he is, because that's not rare. And he's a special player, special person, and he's going to have a big playoffs for us here this weekend.
Another special guy on this team, Tyler Weiss, I wanted to highlight. So he hasn't been really high up on that goal list, only 6 on the year, but 21 assists for him so far this season. What makes him special in that ability to create?
Yeah, again, I think he's always had that ability to make plays, right? He's so deceptive with the puck. We call him a transporter, right? He's one of the best at skating that puck through the neutral zone and making plays. And although he did one in practice, I didn't like. But other than that, he's great, right? He has that ability to make that play. And sometimes those guys need a little bit of freedom, right? They're gonna make some turnovers, some mistakes, but at times they can make those plays. And he's one of those guys that has that ability there. And as you said, he's done a great job with the assist category there. And he's working, I know, hard on a shot and wants to be that dual threat, so to speak, right? And hopefully he can keep contributing not only in the assist category but the goal quarter. Category as well.
I watched the senior day video. Did you get a chance to watch that and what all the guys kind of talked about with the program?
Yeah.
You got a chance to?
Great.
A lot of seniors on this team that you don't really realize,
sure.
You know, that maybe have another year of eligibility left, mm-hmm. but can still move on. What did you take away from that and just hearing the seniors speak to the culture mm-hmm. of Omaha?
Yeah, I mean, that's what's special, right? That's what kind of tugs on the heartstrings a little bit when you hear those guys talk about their experience. And we kind of talked about it last night. As a coach, you want to make these players better than you ever were, right? You want to do the things for them and help teach them the things that maybe you didn't do a good enough job of when you were a player. And so they get a chance to, experience the success at the highest level for themselves. And so that's something that we really want to see the guys do, right? Everything we do is designed to help the players get better, help our team get better. And when you hear them kind of talking about the culture and just the close-knit and bringing in good people, and I know our recruiting philosophy is we've turned down some kids that, probably could help us win a couple of games, but we didn't feel like was a culture fit for us. And again, you got to look at what your values are and are you that much worried about just wins and losses, or do you want to build something special that really makes an impact? And coaches will say that and administrations will say that, and few actually mean it. But we mean it here. Obviously we're trying to win championships here, but we really do want to create something special with helping develop our young men and create that culture of that you're seeing our guys do right now. So it's pretty special.
Another guy that's important to the culture, Jacob Zab, and we got to see the coolest moment, I think, ever of Omaha hockey. So backup goalie, played here 4 years and didn't really get the playing time, but gets to come in for a game and has a 1,000 save percentage there too.
Yeah.
Got one save even in the game. Take me through that moment first, and then we can speak to what Jacob's meant.
Yeah, again, just a cool moment. No disrespect to Duluth, but we got up by a few goals there, and it was perfect timing to get Jacob in, and Bennett Hamburg kind of mentioned the clock, and we looked at it, and I thought, absolutely, let's get him in. And so just special, right? A guy that, like we talked before, just gives everything to everybody else and is just trying to help the program get better, and that's a special person and special player. And just for us to give back to him and give him that moment mm-hmm. to play, and obviously it was great that he got a shot, and he was pretty jacked after the game. And those are just fun moments, right? And I think at times when you're so focused and you're in such a battle to be good in the program, there's so much pressure for everything, to celebrate those special moments is pretty special, and I'm so grateful that we got to give back to him what he gives us all the time.
Right, it's so special having those guys that just stick with the process mm-hmm. and keep going. Maybe they're not getting the playing time that they want, but they're still showing up every single day.
Mm-hmm.
Would you consider Jacob a guy that's a culture builder for this team and this program that you want to see carry on?
Yeah, absolutely. And you got to remember, your athletic career is relatively short compared to your lifespan. And so just the characteristics that he has are going to pay him back in spades in his future and whatever he pursues. And not only that, but and just the friendships that you make. Mm-hmm. When I'm hanging out with my buddies, we don't hang out with the guys necessarily that had the most points in school, or we don't care about that. It's like, who is a good person, who is a great teammate, who helped you get better, who supported you when you need it. Those are the guys that you remember and you care about, rather than just the statistics of the how many games they played or didn't play. And so he's got a lot of lifelong friends in that room, and he's going to be real successful in whatever he chooses to pursue after college.
Well, Coach, still got postseason play right ahead. Biggest keys for your team that you're focusing on going into this next best 2 of 3 with North Dakota?
Yeah, I think just, again, like I kind of mentioned earlier, just making sure we're kind of going in feeling good health-wise there. We got a couple injuries right now that are really you know, that we're trying to figure out who's going to play where, but that's, you know, that's a little bit unfortunate, but that's how it works at this time. And so other guys are gonna have to step up and play. So just trying to making sure we're putting our guys in the best chance to be successful here. And then just, I think, focus on us. And I think, like I mentioned earlier, when you focus your mindset on, you know, getting out of your own ego and out of your own way and just being a great teammate and playing for the guy next to you and playing for the program and just leaving it all on the line, then you're okay with where the results fall. But if I think that, also frees you up to have some good results happen. So that's our focus here heading into the weekend.
Well, we're hoping for that. Not many tickets left, so make sure you go grab yours. Best 2 of 3 series right here at Baxter Arena against North Dakota. Not to be missed. Thank you so much, Coach, for joining.
All right, thanks for having me.
A Herd at Sports Network production.